Next, we're going to be hearing about pregnancy loss, and some listeners may find the report upsetting. A national pregnancy loss group is calling for better public awareness of stillbirths. A stillbirth is defined in Irish law as a baby who is born with no signs of life on or after 23 weeks or weighing more than 400 grams. On average, more than 200 babies in Ireland are stillborn each year. Ethna Dodd has this report.
I had some idea that this happened, but it doesn't happen to you. I didn't think it was going to happen to me, obviously, and then it did.
20 years ago, Mary Cregan lost her daughter Liliana to stillbirth the day before she was due. Miss Cregan went on to co-found the stillbirth and neonatal death support charity, Thalicon.
What has changed since Liliana was born is that there's an awareness of the care that we have to provide to families following a stillbirth or neonatal death. There are supports within the hospitals, within the maternity units. They get memory boxes, they get cuddle cots, they're allowed to bring their baby home if this is what they want. It's a huge difference then, and then the guy got very little at the time. However, why is it still happening? Why are we still having so many preventable stillbirths? Why is there no education on stillbirth? As we say in Thalicon, babies don't die for no reason. They die for reasons we don't know.
Taking a 5-year average, 220 stillbirths occur in Ireland each year. Consultant obstetrician Keelan O'Donoghue leads the Pregnancy Loss Research Group out of University College Cork.
We don't seem to talk about stillbirth as much as we do other types of pregnancy loss. And it's important to say that there are few things that are as devastating than the death of a baby during a pregnancy or during a labour or at or even shortly after birth. It's one of the worst outcomes. And really these days, I think with modern healthcare, people anticipate that everything will be well. And after those first couple of months, that they'll get to the end of a pregnancy with a healthy baby. And so they're really very shocked when that doesn't happen. We do need to do more to help women and healthcare professionals have those conversations all the way through antenatal care, using the right language so that women understand what matters in pregnancy and how they themselves can make decisions in their pregnancy to have the best possible outcome. We know from looking at our national records, a large proportion of stillbirths are potentially preventable. In Ireland, we know that if stillbirths are fully investigated, we will find a cause as to why that happened in 90 to 95% of cases.
Causes of death for stillborn babies can include issues with the placenta, infection, and blood loss. One of the aims of the Pregnancy Loss Research Group is to end preventable baby deaths. Anne-Marie Farrell, a member of the group, says that awareness and education are the first steps. An Irish study from 2017 found there was very low public awareness of the risks and causes of stillbirths among parents in Ireland.
Out of 1,000 parents, only 2 of them actually knew that reduced fetal movements is actually a risk factor for stillbirth. So what it's talked about during pregnancy, monitor your baby's movements. We don't connect the why, what is actually happening, that maybe that baby's placenta isn't doing so well. This is a warning sign that needs to get investigated immediately.
Miss Farrell lost her second child, Rory, to stillbirth when she was living in the United States. Rory's death caused Miss Farrell to give up her job in the US, move back to Ireland, and research why stillbirths happen.
So I think told stillbirth happened in cases where there was an issue with the pregnancy, maybe preeclampsia, or something was found on a scan, but that wasn't the case with us. It was a completely normal pregnancy. Nothing came up that was worrying or anything. I went into the hospital in labour, and when we got there, we found out there was no heartbeat.
Although the National Perinatal Audit has reported the numbers and causes of stillbirths in Ireland each year since 2009, there has been little primary research into why stillbirths occur. The PLRG is working on an action plan to prevent stillbirths, which they will present to an Oireachtas cross-party group on pregnancy loss next spring. These steps include increasing public awareness of stillbirths, agreeing a list of risk factors for healthcare workers, researching why stillbirths happen, and improving care based on those findings. Professor Keelan O'Donoghue again.
Many baby deaths remain preventable, and there are some things that we could do, and we can learn from other countries who have prioritised stillbirth prevention and have shown that they can reduce deaths. And the kind of actionable strategies would include implementing clinical care bundles around small babies and around timing of birth, targeted education for healthcare professionals on stillbirth discussions and public health campaigns to empower and educate women on what are healthy pregnancy choices, issues around fetal movements and fetal monitoring. There's no doubt that we as healthcare professionals in our regular practice can be quite uncomfortable talking about outcomes like stillbirth, and we fear we're going to upset pregnant women. But actually, our research shows both in this country and others that women welcome those conversations as long as they are delivered appropriately and they understand the why about some of the medical choices or decisions around scans or tests in pregnancy or timing of birth. And also, if we don't talk about it, it's not seen as a possible outcome in pregnancy. And that lack of public discussion and societal awareness, we're not helping prevent stillbirths by not talking about it.
Professor Keelan O'Donoghue ending that report by Ethna Dodd. And if you've been affected by any of the issues in this report, rte.ie/helplines has a list of supports available. Up next, we'll speak to Minister Jack Chambers on cutting red tape for infrastructure projects.